Horrific Network Entertainment. All right, here we are. It's another season of Campfire Chronicles. Welcome to it. Charlie, your team, your wrestling team in first place right now going into the podcasting season.
Was there any doubt?
I would say, I mean, you only have four people on your roster, so what you're doing with just four people, Charlie, has been pretty remarkable. I'm not going to lie. Things are definitely going to pick up. Xander's team in dire straits right now, towards the bottom of the rankings. In this, we're breaking it down every couple months is when we crown a new champion. So you got to make it to the end of March, but you are doing pretty well for yourself right now. But Campfire Chronicles, of course, lots of new things have been promised. We're going to speculate about HHN as we always do. We're reviewing movies, which tonight we're kicking things off with Imaginary from Blumhouse. Their last one, Night Swim, was a steaming pile of dog shit. So hopefully this was a lot better. And this has potential to be a lot better. And a bonus for this season, the Xander Enemy List segment of each show.
But first, I would like to advocate for us as a group to go see Godzilla and Kong, New Empire.
I mean, we could probably make that happen at some point, Xander. I'm more excited to see, once we get to the theater, who the first person on your enemy list is.
Well, if you had said no, you would have been the first person.
But one thing, I have signed an armistice because of the Superman movie, because there may be Empire Strikes Back deep stories, because they're in Norway right now.
Wait, hold on. All right, man, so hold that thought. I gotta buckle up here. This thing's not gonna stop. So we are on our way to the theater now. We are live on Campfire Chronicles. Here we go. The end is near. Come on, guy. Like, get out there. We've done a free agent draft again. So if you have not yet begun to watch Horrific Championship Wrestling on the Horrific Network YouTube or the Horrific Championship Wrestling Facebook page, I would recommend that you do so, because it is pretty entertaining. Essentially, we are drafting horror and movie characters, pop culture characters, WWE and AEW superstars, all to the effect of being able to put them onto wrestling rosters a la Raw or SmackDown. And we present them in a fashion that basically they compete against each other for points. Matches are points. Different matches, different points. Regular, like, TV quote matches are worth a certain amount. Title matches are worth a certain amount. And pay-per-view matches and pay-per-view title matches all worth a certain amount of points. At the end of every couple months, whoever has compiled the best roster gets awarded the best physical title. And there we are. So, anyway, tonight's movie, Blumhouse Imaginary. I don't like necessarily. I'm not thrilled with the Blumhouse Atomic Monster merger so far, because the Atomic Monster Blumhouse merger hasn't been great so far. If we're judging it solely on what they have done as a collective unit, they have only done a movie called Night Swim that starred Wyatt Russell and honestly was kind of shitty. Like, was not a good movie. And this movie, though, is preying upon something of an only child would prey upon. This movie is talking about imaginary friends, so it be, you know, so being the movie being called Imaginary. Little girl has an imaginary friend, takes the shape of a teddy bear. And from the trailer, there's a line in the trailer that really kind of fucked with my head. Because this old lady says, imaginary friends are spirits that are, you know, truth be told, they're just kind of leeching onto you. And that kind of hit home with me because I'm an only child. I have a shit ton of imaginary friends. So that movie, or that line in that movie, fucked me up. So there we are. All right, so now we're pulling up to the theater now. We will be back very soon with the Higbys, Drew and Rianne, Charlie Xander, some more. We'll be back in just a second. Well, John, welcome to the new season of Campfire Chronicles.
Oh, is this the first episode?
Yeah, dude. Thanks for paying attention to the group chat.
Yeah, you know, I've been busy. Yeah, a lot of shit going on. We've got people asking for a logo for Frightmare Expo or Frightmare Expo because we're going to be setting up Haunt out there.
Can we talk about what Higby's doing this year or no? Not yet? All right, then.
You're not going to give a teaser on the opening?
I haven't even broken down yet. Just say the rain hasn't been helping us.
It's been a shitload of rain, that's for sure.
Let's just put it like this. Right now, the teaser is we're looking to be 7 times bigger than what we were.
There you go. Yeah, we got the rain's definitely not helping. We got fucking hailed on at the nuts orientation. That was a fun time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But also wasn't a fun time is when John and Ashley and I went and saw the first merger of Blumhouse and Atomic Monster, Night Swim. So, Charlie, are you nervous about this movie? Because it is...
I've read some reviews of it, but I never go by reviews. I don't think there's a lot of reviews yet.
I haven't even looked. What did it say?
I looked on Rotten Tomatoes, but there were only 2 reviews, and they were both negative.
But
it's got a good pedigree in terms of production.
Night Swim sucked, Charlie.
Blumhouse. Give it the benefit of the doubt. We don't go by reviews, right?
No, better way is...
I mean, sometimes we do. Sometimes we do, Charlie.
I wasn't planning on seeing Madame Web anyways, and then everyone just kind of made it more apparent not to go see it.
Yeah, Madame Web is a crime against humanity. Everyone who made Madame Web needs to be punished in federal court. So that wasn't a misdemeanor.
It's okay, though.
It wasn't a misdemeanor kind of a crime. It was
can't hold anything against Sydney Sweeney, but I mean, I'm sure we'd all like to.
I mean,
well, she's enough to make an old man hard. Let's put it.
Jesus Christ! Already. Okay, Drew. What are your expectations for this movie?
My expectations. I'm gonna go in low because the last Blumhouse movie wasn't that great.
Did you see Night Swim?
Yeah, it was like a 5 for me.
It's like a
two for me. Like it was like a like just an average horror film, basically.
That movie was not any good. It felt like that they kept trying to restart the plot
over and over and over again. Yeah.
Yes. Without like, without undoing anything that they had done, they kept trying to restart it. Like it, they knew it was going shittily.
Yeah, and then they just kept doing it over and over again. I'm gonna go in at a 5 on this because I'd rather be pleasantly surprised than overly underwhelmed. Because Blumhouse, the latest ones. Lately, haven't been the greatest. It's
different. Yes,
that's all I can say for that.
The biggest thing that I will say is the concept of imaginary friends is something that I think definitely fucks with anybody in our generation.
Well, yeah, because we all have it.
Yeah. So hopefully this does a good job. I did see a trailer where they show the bear in like demon form.
It looked pretty good.
It looked good, but it like didn't need it.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness, direct from the voices that have lived it.
We'll see what happens.
All right,
it's the old, good old watch and see. It could be good. It could not be.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's good.
Let's see what trailers are coming for the first episode. All right, so the first real good trailer is that Abigail movie. This movie does look pretty good.
No real names, no backstories, no cell phones.
So whose kid is she?
A very wealthy man who's about to be $50 million poorer.
I'm here to make sure you're safe.
What's your name? Mine's Abigail.
You can call me Joey.
Do you have any kids?
I have a little boy.
See you in 24 hours.
Do you know what a pinky promise is? If you behave and do as we say.
That guy looks like Travis Kelce.
I'll be over soon.
Joey?
That's kind of strange.
Oh, shit. So like up next, we got a tarot card.
It's an unspoken rule not to use somebody else's cards.
Who cares? Who's going first?
Follow my rule. Stay out of danger.
Hello?
You're never to deal with a death
of a human. Oh, shit. Dude.
Yeah, this is gonna be good.
Tarot card movie. Hell yeah. It's like 13 Ghosts. Yeah, that's going to be the best one we watch all season, I bet.
Whatever you
oh, the next one's Mad Max. This is going to be a good movie.
However long it takes.
It's going to be a beautiful movie.
Promise me you'll find your way home.
hurt yourself.
Okay, I have no idea what this is, but it's only going to end bad.
I actually like this so much better than a hotel. How about the people who live here? Really,
oh, it's the strangers, yeah.
Oh. Tough crowd, right? Boy.
It looks like them.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
The silence. It's nice.
She looks like the girl from the Wedding Crasher.
No, it's not Amy Adams. Oh, I was.
Is Tamara here?
No.
I think you have the wrong home. That was weird.
Yeah, this is gonna be creepy.
Oh shit. What the fuck? That's gonna be rough, dude.
You are the nastiest speaker on the planet.
That's not sauce. Alright, that's it for the trailers. Oh yeah, I want to see Arthur the King for sure. Alright, we'll be back at the on the other side of Imaginary. Here's hoping that Blumhouse doesn't fuck it up again after Night Swim. Alright, we are done with Imaginary. That was...
Uh-oh.
That, Charlie, was surprisingly well done.
Yes, it was. I thought the same
Jimmy,
thing.
Jimmy, I thought I almost that, voted John Carpenter's thing going, you gotta be kidding.
That, I don't know if I have any complaints about that movie.
No, I thought it was really well done. It was certainly... I won't say horror light because it didn't have the graphic. It isn't a gory movie. Let's put it that way.
No, it definitely is not.
But it was funny, creepy, and it delivered, and it had it was very well written. I thought the story was excellent.
I thought that the little girl for being a little girl was perfect.
Yeah, I thought she was too. Quite a good actress.
I think that it's pretty obvious that she did both voices.
Yeah.
And her Chauncey voice was creepy as fuck.
Well, just the publicity that they're getting from this movie, like this is the Thursday night showing, right?
Yes.
There were people had heard something about the movie. Okay, so their publicity, their promotion of the movie, because I've seen these actors on like Kelly Clarkson, her show, popular daytime show, and they're promoting it like they know they have something, is what I'm saying.
Well, we actually, on the Horrific Podcast, we have a cast interview, and that was something else. They're excited to come back. It's interesting that Night Swim, Blumhouse collaborated with Juan, and it was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Here, Blumhouse collaborates with Lionsgate.
Right.
And it was a pretty good movie.
Well, it always, you know, a movie always goes to the story.
Damn, they're getting after it.
They were getting after it in the parking lot before we even came in.
Did you like
it? Fucking Jimmy, man. Jimmy's body just shivered when he started.
He's by your side and in your life now.
Xander's going to be pissed he filled up his team and he can't draft Chauncey. That movie literally told a story that everybody, I think, can relate to. The character design was very cool. The set design screams, like, at an 11 out of 10 decimal Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood.
Oh, this shit is enough. Like, what they did down in L.A. for, like, the little experience, I think is perfect.
I have not watched a walkthrough of the Chauncey's thing in L.A.
This could be a good maze. It could be.
Could be.
It could be. With going through, getting into the imaginary world.
Like, right away.
Yeah, you literally have to.
No, you could go through Alice's bedroom.
Yeah, but you do that in the imaginary world anyways.
Yeah, like, the amount of different rooms you could walk through, that would be wild.
You find, I mean, first, I mean, this movie surpassed my expectations substantially.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting much.
I was expecting it to be like a 3 out of 10.
Oh, I was at a 7.
I was at a
6
going in.
And
had you heard a lot about it before? No, I just thought with the concept alone, you had something that you could do some really good shit with.
Because think about it. Everybody had an imaginary friend.
Right. I thought it was really well done. Oh, if you don't remember.
First and foremost, John, any free agent without a name on it you want? No. Okay.
Are you taking Chauncey the Bear?
I'm not first.
You're not first.
Just
I gave him only 7 plus. Okay.
You want him to do terrible?
Charlie's.
No.
So am I catching up to this guy?
You are catching up to him. Charlie, with only, well, now 5 people. I think Charlie's starting to feel people breathing down his neck, and he felt like he needed to make an ad. So, this movie is Campfire Chronicles, so we got to talk about what we're going to score it if we would want to see it at Halloween Horror Nights. I give this movie a 9.5 out of 10. I fucking love this movie. Jason Blum, you need to ditch James Wan and hook up with the COO of Lionsgate and just make fucking Blumhouse movies again, dog. Secondly, you need to take Michael Myers off your little introduction. He's not yours anymore. Get rid of that.
Chauncey.
Yeah, put Chauncey. God damn it. Like. Yeah. We need.
Have the blue
did
door
you
and the red
door. From Charles Band, though? It looks like
bring back Help Me Girl. Put her in Chauncey's world. Like, open the door of the Blumhouse. Have it be Chauncey's world with Help Me.
No, it'll be Megan dancing.
Oh, there you go. Like, that works. But yeah, I'm going 9.5 out of 10, and I absolutely would love to see this at Halloween Horror Nights.
I'm with Ash on this. I give it an 8.
What do you give it, Ashley?
I give it a 6.
I gave it a 6 in there.
Do you want it? So you don't want it to come to Halloween Horror Nights?
I leaned over to him and said that.
Says they went into
the other world,
imaginary world.
The imaginary world. I was like, this is going to be an HHN maze. The imaginary world, yes. Everything else, no.
The facade in LA will just be a black particle board with a blue outline, and you walk through it.
It'll be brick. It'll be like old school
either
stone
that
walls.
Or it'll be the actual house where you walk into the basement and you see that.
But too much work for them. For them
money.
To get
no,
to.
I, yeah, but
it's
I
too
mean,
much money.
That would be the. Properly.
That's Orlando.
Yeah.
You could have the therapist room, but it'll just be empty, and you'll hear her. You'll hear her Chauncey voice as you walk by the video camera.
The Chauncey was starting to get to me, but
I definitely think you could walk through the room with the little lantern going.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I can see that.
The thing is that what Blumhouse is notorious for is. It's an hour and 45-minute movie. It was an hour and 15 minutes of story, and then it's 15 minutes of bam, 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 this is what happens, we're done.
Yeah.
And they need to carry it out a little bit more. I know that there was, as soon as the little girl got the bear and the spiders and the dreams were happening, I knew that there was a tie between her and the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just hadn't quite placed it, and like he said, we're in there. when they were doing the therapist scene and the bear wasn't actually real. Like,
yeah.
That was a good twist.
That was a good highlight in the middle.
Yeah. That was good heightened point. But that's when it should have taken off from that point. Not 20 minutes down the road with more BS filling in.
Yes, they definitely did not need like 20 minutes of the sister walking around the block and shit. Yeah.
Actually, I almost feel like the stuff with that older lady Gloria would have almost happened sooner.
Sooner, yeah.
Because that's the trailer. That's like they market that a lot.
So, yeah. I mean, that would have helped kind of give this idea going into it.
Well, and here's the other thing. You don't get a sense of her being kind of a kook.
Old lady?
Yeah. Like, she shows up and she's, like, crazy, and you're like, oh, it's the crazy neighborhood lady. Like, whatever. They needed to build her up as more of a kook to get into that storyline.
Yeah, because once she got in there.
One thing they did do, though, if you remember when she was interacting with the little girl when she first met it, you got the feeling there was a little bit of an edge there. She just wasn't a regular old
lady. It needed, like, that's where you needed hook, line, and sinker. Like, you needed to suck the kooky old lady in to.
Right.
Because what it would have done is it would have changed the storyline to be the kooky old lady instead of Jess, and that would have been a better plot twist.
Who, incidentally, was played by Betty Buckley, who was the gym teacher in the original Carrie.
Oh, shit.
Really? That's the gym teacher?
From the original.
Did she play...
There's your classic... Hey, pause real fast. Xander, who is your first enemy of the week?
Uh-oh. First enemy is Dave Saval of Warner Brothers.
Why?
Yeah.
He pulled the plug on another potential good movie. Acme versus Wile E. Coyote.
Wait, what?
Wile E. Coyote versus Acme is not coming out, dog. They're not letting it come out.
See, and that's... You were going to make fun of his list.
So, go ahead. What do you have to say to Dave Saval?
By far, he needs to go back to business school. He's incompetent. And I would say, Dave, you're fired.
Call the show.
Did he just trump him?
He just trumped him.
He just trumped him.
Okay, Dave Saval, you're fired, fucker. Release
a finger and everything.
Release Batgirl, and release Coyote versus Acme. You just made the list. So Ashley gives it a 6.5. But would you want to see it at HHN?
Could care less.
All right. John.
I'm at a 7.5.
That was the one who played Mrs. Voorhees in Freddy.
That Slow Burn was a little rough, but again, I did like once you found out the bear was fake. That was like a nice high point in the middle that I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
and I'm glad with the fake ending, because even I was like, this seems too good to be true. We can't end like this, and then sure enough, it didn't.
Yeah,
which was nice.
Yeah, I like that.
I liked
that part of it because you had the impression that that was the end of the movie. But then when the older daughter, everything was so perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
We had the feeling.
Right, yeah, when it was too perfect. And then I liked that we kind of got a nice arc from Alice to where she was afraid of fire throughout the whole thing.
Right.
And then she's the one that lights the match. Like, I really like that.
The eyes of when they're in the imaginary, they're supposed to be like the spider's eyes that she's drawing.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
It was like teddy bear eyes almost.
Yeah. Our teddy bear,
But if you notice, with Blumhouse, it's always been a facial feature. Smile.
Yeah.
The eyes. Like, they really exaggerate that. I will say that I would take this as a maze or a scare zone or anything over Night Swim. If they do Night Swim, I'm just not even going to go to HHN.
Night Swim was rough.
If they picked Night Swim over this, I would just not buy a ticket. They would not get my money. So,
here's the thing. Night Swim was Blumhouse and James Wan. This is Blumhouse and Lionsgate.
Right.
So, James Wan going to make your list?
Blumhouse is just getting it wet wherever they can, sticking it in a little bit at a time.
Doesn't want to reveal too much on the first
episode. On the first episode, yeah.
So, saving that list.
For
maze
wise,
I say maybe a Blumhouse of Horrors type deal where this is a part of a maze.
Okay.
The other half, because I'm sure we're going to get like 8 more Blumhouse films before.
They're never going away, dog.
So I say yes with the possibility of adding an additional Blumhouse.
Oh, see, they could do Five Nights at Freddy and this all in one.
I would
Chauncey,
really
double a tag team with
I
Chauncey
really
and.
They don't do
Fosbear.
I feel like that would be a disservice.
Freddy Fazbear.
They've done two Blumhouse.
Yeah, for a while.
So it wouldn't surprise me.
Freddy Fazbear. All right. Look at it this way. Who would win in the fight? Freddy Fazbear. Teamed up with Matthew Lillard's character from the from Friday Night at Freddy's. Those guys tag teaming against Chauncey. Who would win?
Black Phone and what was it?
Who would win?
Chauncey.
Freaky.
Okay, Charlie. What do you give this movie?
Nine. I was never bored. That's a big test for me sometimes because I, if a movie's not holding my interest,
yeah,
I can get a little antsy and start looking and saying, okay, what have we got, 10 more minutes or
so?
And sometimes even movies that I rate, you know,
we're going,
the story was good.
Like,
I didn't mind. I like slow burn stories, so I didn't mind that. I like the story build-up because I think it paid off at the end.
Sure.
Because it kind of brought everything together. I like stories that tie up everything, so...
Well, and you enjoy being a storyteller,
I do.
So it ties into your character.
There's definitely an art for the characters.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is.
Which you don't really see in a lot of horror movies these days.
Like Nightmare.
Would you...
appreciated it.
Well, pretty much any horror movie.
Would you enjoy a house attraction based on this film?
I think you could do that, yeah. I actually do think you could do that, yes.
Okay.
I think there's enough there to make something.
Xander, what do you give this movie?
I give it a B plus.
What is
a
that?
Number.
A number.
Between...
B plus.
Then I give it a C.
Okay.
I give it a C.
Did he just make the list?
7.5.
7.5. Would you want to go through a haunted house based on it?
If it were the imaginary world part, it would be cool to see.
Now, wait. What did you say when all the action was happening? I heard an oh fuck.
What did you say?
So, are you saying. I have never heard you say that in theater before.
Yes,
and you're
so
giving it a 7.
Doesn't that elevate it up to an 8.5? He gives it an 8.5.
He really did drop the F-bomb loud.
Oh, I did too. On a couple of those scenes.
See? I'm not alone here.
No,
you know,
I
you're
I mean,
a bad example.
Well, I can say this.
He heard
some
you
of this
going,
oh,
fuck them.
Well, I can say this.
He said,
it
you
was,
hear Drew over there? And I said, yeah, I can hear Drew.
There was a few times Drew's walking. Like, here it comes.
Yeah.
But
I was like, leaning against
yeah.
This.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, here we go. I know it's going to happen. But I mean.
And then I was like this.
I can say this. Hey, anytime I can stay awake during a film, that's a good thing.
Yes.
It kept me interested.
Kept your interest.
Yeah. Kept my interest. 8. It was a solid 8.
Oh,
I mean, I think the thing that I really liked about it, other than when you actually see the full creature, I like the nothingness where you're in a scene and your mind is like, oh shit, I just saw something. And then when they cut away and come back, it's not there anymore. You're like, did I actually see it or did I not see it? But you did see it. So it's the mind game.
The tea party scene creeped me out for that
oh,
reason.
Yeah.
That was
oh,
a nice
yeah.
little scene with
yeah.
the mother.
Yeah, that should
freak
me out.
I didn't expect that to happen.
It made the imaginary become real.
Right.
And it
yeah.
gave you that
yeah.
like an instinct.
Anything can happen now.
Right.
The movie
but
really,
did,
I think the
did you like the
really
fact that the mom called that shit? There's somebody else in the house. You remember she said that.
Well, she's a fucking nut job. Of course she knows there's
yeah,
something else
but,
in the
but
house.
But the mom
like,
was the precursor to what was going on.
I almost feel like we could have
yeah,
learned more about what happened
these
with the mom.
Two
yeah.
Because that was something we didn't
true.
Know about.
The movie reminds me of the pit about the talking bear.
That's true. Kind of like,
the
pit against
revenge
true.
Of the
yeah.
talking
yeah.
bear.
Because it could have passed on to her daughter.
Would you do you want to see it at Halloween Horror Nights?
I would like to see it again, but it, you'd have to just go straight into the imaginary world. You can't. Yeah, just go through, right through the portal. So yes, I would like to see it as a maze, way more than Night Swim. I could say that.
Just so we're all aware, Night Swim is not up for anything, like
ever.
Yeah. Ever.
So what do you
what do
you
give
it?
It?
I never really thought of a number.
I'm going to go with 9. I like the story. I didn't like when they showed the bear with his teeth and he was like this.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I dug the drool.
That was probably the least part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather see the creepy
you know,
teddy bear
I
that looks like one of Bijou's babies
right
that he
the
licked.
The
guy with the face.
That's a small criticism, though, actually.
I think that I would have been more terrified with Chauncey staying as the little bear in his actual form.
When he was going after the kid, the boy.
Yeah, yeah, that
like
was
when
great.
He would turn his head and like that form scares me
right
more than some big fake monster.
Yes,
because as a parent, Walter has all these stuffed animals and they end up all over the place. Like, you literally can walk down the hall and turn around and there's a stuffed animal on the floor. And so realistically, that's our reality. So
yeah,
that would terrify me.
Almost like an Annabelle type thing where the bear itself is almost manifested.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't have kids, but Bijou brings his babies everywhere and he licks them and they kind of look like Chauncey after he licks them and gnaws on them. So
Wade has a pink bear that he's had since day one. And it's pretty matted and gross like that.
John.
But it doesn't freak me out
stuff
like that.
That came out around this time of season one of Mandalorian. My brother found it shitting on the couch. I didn't put it.
Okay, so Xander, I gave it a 9.5. I loved it.
He gave it an 8.5. 8, 9.
So Xander maxed out his team. He is ineligible to draft any characters.
How many characters I put on?
I don't remember. I wrote it down.
Sabine
and somebody else.
Gambit,
yeah. John, you want to draft any of these characters?
What's coming up next?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'll save that up.
So then it would go to Charlie.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to stay where I'm at right now because I took Jason X.
Drew.
Oh, you mean the characters from this?
Yeah.
From
yes.
You want Tal Chauncey from the hall.
Tal Chauncey. No, I'll pass on this one.
I will also pass.
Rayanne.
I'm
the
good.
Molly kid. All right, I'll take Chauncey. Okay. I want Chauncey on my team.
You just want to create Chauncey.
Right now, the only one available is Chauncey in bear form, John.
Hey,
you lower your expectations on my video game design.
The kid that was the neighbor?
Yeah.
Was in... the new rendition of Doogie Howser with the girl.
Oh,
that was her brother.
The guy
and then,
do you want any of the characters from the movie on your team?
The crazy neighbor lady?
Black girl or the little girl or the little girl's sister? The guy who apparently is in a band,
It would be Alice in the Imaginary with she's like the cracked doll, but I don't want that.
Okay.
I need to leave a spot open for something better to come down.
Okay.
Since I did pick up Sting today. Charlie.
One in the same.
Yeah, at least retired. He can be
able to. Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations on your wrestling career, Sting. So, yeah, next week we're going to be online with Abby's first show of the season, doing a watch-along with Thanksgiving. We all, I think, recommend, for the most part, checking out Imaginary. You won't be disappointed, especially coming off of the heels of Night Swim. You will be pleasant.
You're going to have a worse category.
Night Swim. Here, open the envelope, John. Give me the envelope. Here's your winner. Night Swim.
Okay, wait. Fair question for you guys. Is Night Swim worse than Curse?
Yeah.
Then the Curse?
Curse wasn't a horrible movie.
It was slow as fuck.
Night Swim was literally like how I imagine kids with ADHD feel.
I don't know. I mean, I have ADHD. It's not that bad.
Like,
it just went nowhere.
Thanksgiving, and then we have a week off, and then we're coming back to the theater for Blood and Money 2.
Oh, all right. Well, I can honestly say I probably won't be here for that one.
We all know Gabriel's picking
up. Ash, tell him.
Cannot wait. It's going to be Jason X again for Charlie.
Yeah, we got it.
So thanks for listening. We're happy to be back. Imaginary is a hypothetical haunted house.
So far, Imaginary is probably the best horror film of the year so far.
So next week, Charlie, it's going to be like a commentary as we all watch it.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, thank you for listening. We will be back next week with Abby. Bye.